For the market. So say there are some so-called pastors out there not have the slightest gift of shepherding. Some? Yes, they are. But a good many of them have no gift whatsoever of shepherding.
I don't want to lead us astray, but Brother Mark, you mentioned that there are other passages referring to gifts. I believe there are Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if I'm not mistaken. Those are the ones. Here in Ephesians, the emphasis seems to be the gifts that are given to the assembly, and it seems as if the end result is that the body is built up and individuals become more mature, right? Now, maybe the emphasis in other in Romans and others may be challenging the individual to use, to recognize and use their gift. I see that maybe a bit in Romans, but I just mention that as an aside. But here, the bottom line is that we should all come, I think it says it here, basically we should become mature. For equipping, verse 12, for the equipment of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, verse 13, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, meaning mature, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And we should note, like in verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine and so on. God wants us to grow up, basically. And that's why these gifts were given, these gifted men, as it were given to the assembly, that we would grow up.
This growing up in Him, in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom? So present ministry, He's ascended, and from Him, not only does He give the gifts, but from Him He gives the matter or the mechanism by which then every joint supplies in order that the whole might be built up. I think, Bill, you wanted to kind of bring that up. Verse 16.
My thoughts are out somewhere else. Yeah, the gifts giving to men, verse 16, addresses the function. First of all, the purpose of the gifts is the edifying of the body. Mm-hmm. But it's to unify and build up the body as a whole. And as the verse puts it, from whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplies. So that it's, what it's saying is that we each have something to contribute. The Lord has given maybe special gifts here and there, but it doesn't eliminate the rest of us. We are all members of the body. We all have something to contribute and to supply to the building up of the whole body. Everybody's nobody's excluded. Everybody's mm-hmm. included. Mm-hmm. And so that, reading the rest of it, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying itself in love. That's a special wording, I think, edifying it of itself in love. And we know that, you know, going to Bible study and collectively and on our own, but most, you know, collectively, as we learn the scripture line upon line, precept upon precept, it's done in such a gentle, loving way, the scriptures to us, that we learn. He learns what the Lord is teaching us. And it's through that gentleness, I think, of learning the scriptures collectively and over the long haul, that we are really built up and become very strong.
That's the end of chapter 2, the last three verses. And I'll touch on that. Having been built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together, growing into a holy temple in the Lord. I mean, that's chapter 2, I'm sorry. Is mm-hmm. that chapter 3?
No, you said chapter 3. Yeah.
In whom you are being built together into a dwelling of God and the Spirit.
So the Lord gives the gifts, and then he is the supplier of that compacting factor to make it happen. I think this is an important thing, lest we get attracted to the gift. The Lord gives a gift, we are enamored by a teacher, or we're enamored by a someone who has pastoral attributes and has a pastor's heart. But we miss the point if we don't realize it is the head that supplies the effectual working out of what these gifts are designed to do. It's from him, from the head, we draw and are compacted together in order to be this. And it's the Lord's affection and his love that is brought to light here with regard to the present ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ.